they text me, they call me, they message me on Facebook. And they're like, when's the gym opening? I'm sad, I'm depressed.
An emotional plea from fitness trainer Rebecca Kissel on behalf of her clients to reopen gyms in New York State. While the Cuomo administration has deemed them non-essential during a gradual reopening, gym owners argue their businesses provide clients with the means to improve their immune systems and, in many cases, their mental health. The New York State Fitness Alliance has submitted a reopening plan. It includes protocols for checking guests upon entry, spacing of equipment and exercise participants, and extensive routine cleaning. Amy Buemi, CEO of Catalyst Fitness in Amherst, says Alliance members are frustrated by a lack of communication from Albany.
It is OSHA regulated, it is HOD regulated, CDC. We also had a doctor that is in infectious disease look at it, and he complied and said that it is fantastic. It was put in Cuomo's office. They said it was great. However, we still have no feedback.
The Alliance is also concerned about the economic impact of a prolonged shutdown. Buemi would not provide numbers, but describes her losses as significant. She employed about 300 staff before the state's shutdown order and admits many will not be coming back. Kissel, one of her remaining staff, continues to wait for the opportunity to welcome her clients back.
We touch people's lives every day. Every day. We love our jobs, but you're not giving us a chance to help people where they need it the most. That's all I'm saying.
Michael Morziak, WBFO News.